Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Good morning. Wednesday, hump day, huh?
Hump day, yes. Yep.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, we were talking this morning already and how we just feel out of sorts this morning. We feel...
I know on a scale of 1 to 10, I really would... I mean, if I was to be absolutely honest, I would say about a 4 or 5.
Right.
Which is not my usual number.
No.
And, you know, it doesn't really... I guess we can ask ourselves why. I mean, but there's always a number of factors that could, if we, you know, let it,
right,
you know, bring ourselves to that space. But, and you know, I remember years and years ago there was a saying. It was like fake it till you make it, you know, and I did practice that, you know, and you know that has some merit to it, but now because I authentically. You know, believe in feeling how I feel, knowing that I can raise my vibration, you know, that I have the tools to go higher in the scale. I really don't need to, you know, fake it till I make it anymore. I can say, hey, I'm really at a 4 or 5 today, mm-hmm. but I do know that I know that by the end of the day, you know, or hopefully by the end of the morning, I will be back to my, you know, normals. Numbers are even better, you know.
Well, we know that we can. This is the one thing that I love about being a deliberate creator is that, you know where you're at. You feel where you're at. There's a variety of different reasons. Most could be that you're on the journey. You're in the process of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, you're in the process of everything. And you can feel overwhelmed. You can feel hindered.
That's kind of what I feel... Two things I would say. I do feel overwhelmed. I've got a mountain of you know, stuff to do,
mm-hmm.
and I sort of slipped into that loop, you know,
right.
where I'm looking at all their stuff is to, you know, to do, and I also feel this. I don't know if it's a counterbalance feeling, but I'm feeling thwarted. It's like there's this part of my spirit that is just raring to go, you know,
right.
and really wanting to just move, you know, flow. And I feel like I'm being thwarted at different, you know, avenues. And it's probably all of my own making in some sense. I take responsibility for it. But those are the two feelings. And so together, this feeling of overwhelmment and the feeling of being thwarted out there, that has really moved my vibration down on the scale
right.
to about a 4 or 5, you know.
Well, I know. I mean, like yesterday when I came home, I had some work to do on the computer, and my screen went. Somehow I must have had a power surge, and I lost my screen.
Yes, you did.
Now, and that makes me very sad.
Because that was a beautiful,
yeah.
it was like a big LCD TV.
Yeah, and it didn't even last a year,
yeah.
you know. And I was like, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that... You know, I could have spent $50 more when I bought the screen and get like a warranty, right? And we didn't because it's like things should last more than a year.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And you know, and then
that's true.
my CD player went out in my car, which gives me so much pleasure. And it's like, am I, where's my vibrational stance at,
mm-hmm.
you know, with this
mm-hmm.
stuff? Because here are two lifelines I have in my life that I enjoy so much.
I know. And,
they're gone.
And, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, as we delve deeper and deeper into the law of attraction and into the law of deliberate creation, I mean, we are really learning more and more of the subtle nuances, you know, because
right.
we are vibrational beings, we are energetic beings, and we're always flowing our energy, always, 24/7. So we know that we can deliberately flow our energy, you know, like at a certain vibration, right, and you know, a scale of 1 to 10. But we're also flowing a vibration and energy at a subconscious level, at an unconscious level even, you know. So, and those are the spaces that it's important now that we, at this level, we know we're on an evolutionary leading edge of thought, right? So now we're at this cutting edge, we're talking about where in our subconscious might we be flowing energy that is not on a scale of, you know, 8
right.
or 9 where we think, where we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I've been, you know, on my blog, I've been talking a lot about these belief systems that we don't even give second thoughts to because they are so much a part of the landscape, you know. So that's where I think probably, you know, I'm working at that level, you know, at this
right.
point, looking at, you know, hey, where are the places that I'm, you know, subconsciously flowing energy that is not as prosperous and abundant as I, you know, as I am in my 3D world, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely it. And how do we're talking about paradigm shifting a day, and it just seems so coincidental, or not coincidental, that both of us are in this kind of funky place, you know, feeling over, just, I mean, to me, just
mm-hmm.
thwarted, and feeling like our energy spent is not met with like results.
Right.
And so we come to you honestly, because I know that if we're feeling this, other people are,
I
and
think
then
so
how
too.
Do we move forward
because
with
I
it?
Think if we're entering a time, I know that, I don't know if it's Venus that just got out of retrograde.
No,
or
Mercury.
Mercury? Are you sure?
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was Mercury.
Oh, but
so Jupiter. I have no idea.
Anyway, so there's a big opening now, but I know that we do feel collectively that there's more opportunities out there now. People are seeing things, you know, a bit clearer and all that stuff, but. It's like we're being called to really just do what we're meant to do. You know, there's like 20 things that I would like to do.
Right.
I don't have time for them.
Right.
That's kind of sad, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've got to make some clear decisions and some clear
right.
choices.
Right. And also we have to, sometimes we have to, see things through completion before we move on to something else.
I understand that. I like that.
A lot of times the newness of things
right.
turns us on so much
yes.
that it can make us jumpy,
mm-hmm.
like jump from this thing, you know, oh, I'm working this. It gets a little mundane because the work has to be put forth, mm-hmm. and then I'm enjoying it. It's fun. Not seeing the end results just quite yet. Oh, something over here is turning me this way, and
mm-hmm.
it is about a combination of, you know, what feels good, choosing better feeling thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and then really attracting what you want,
mm-hmm.
and attracting your end result, you know, attracting the end result. And it might mean that the new things that are coming in have to just wait a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
That class you want to take, it'll be there in 3 months. It'll be there in 4 months. Somebody will offer that class again. Or
well, and also, too, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think this, what I'm feeling is really a classic example of what we call clearing the clutter.
Right.
Because, and none of this stuff I consider clutter.
No.
But it's weighing on me.
Yeah.
It's like I've got to get these things done. and you know, put away, because there's things I want to work on that I don't have the full, you know, I don't have the full advantage to my creativity to work on them, because my energy is also being, you know, divided to the things that I'm not, that I haven't, you know, done or put on the back burner, or
right.
And really, sweetheart, here's the thing. I'm not, it's not that I, you know, we've tried to do these things, but then comes the thwarting energy.
Yes, I know.
So it's like, okay, I'm ready to do this. And boom, we didn't have computer yesterday.
Yeah. And I've been working on this one project, and truly, every time I've done something, something else has popped in. And yet, I start with my alignment clear, my intention clear, and my energy is right up in there, because I really am blessed with a way of making myself feel better quite quickly. Truly am. And so I'm there. I see it. I feel it. And it's like, oh, okay, you know, another obstacle. Like, that's fine. You know, this is why only 5% can get to the next level, because
mm-hmm.
we're living in a 3D world.
Right.
And here it is. I mean, this is what I do know. I mean, just as there are spiritual laws of success, there are physical laws. I mean, there's the laws of entropy. You know, I mean, things will.
What was it?
Entropy.
Oh, of course.
You know,
yes.
Things will slowly degrade and break down. That's mm-hmm. just its natural course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, left alone, your house, over time, without putting new energy into it, will slowly degrade.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Will it still stay beautiful? Yeah, you can. But by putting new energy into it, then it keeps it that way. You know, it's the idea of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, self-love to me is almost like a form of maintenance.
Mm-hmm. It really, you know, like I said, the more we delve into the law of attraction,
yeah.
the more we understand that literally, you know, loving the self, you know, loving yourself is really the beginning, because, you know, and you don't necessarily come to the law of attraction because you love yourself. You come to the law of attraction because you think, oh, man, I really, you know, I don't understand how come things are not working in my life.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
And you want, and you know, you hear that you can rub the genie's bottle and you can get your three magic wishes, right?
Right.
You know? And so, you know, you're, oh, thank God, you know. So we come to it that way, which is fine, you know. But now we know that, I mean, I think the grease that you know, primes the pump of everything in terms of the law of deliberate creation, law of attraction, is this idea, and not an idea, but the practice of how you love yourself, you know. And we, you know, most of us, I think, especially as women, you know, we learn to love other people first, you know, as opposed to, and what makes us feel good, and you know, get, you know. And so, you know, you said today to me, and I told you how I felt, you go, you need to get out of Dodge, you need a road trip.
Right, you need a road trip.
And it was funny because my first thought was, I got all these things to do, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
How can I have a road trip?
Yeah, and so how can I? And yet, as I sat with this, I thought, you know, there's really some real value to
right.
what you're saying, because I have to fill up my well and keep that well filled, you
yes.
know, keep replenishing it. And, you know, that's just, you know, treating yourself lovely, you know, not being critical on yourself, you know.
Well, you know, when I said you needed a road trip, yeah, that was code for, I really need to get out of Dodge.
That was yours.
It was my magic manipulation. Oh, mother, you need a road trip. Let's go into nature and talk about life. Hint, Mama, please, I need to get out of town.
I want to get out, too.
You know, it's a beautiful day for a road trip because there's no wind.
I know.
And it's cloudy.
Yeah, so there's not that sun kind of going, you know, like.
Right, because we live in an area where there's tons of trees. And sometimes when you're in
the. So it's like a strobe light.
Yeah.
When you're driving in the sun, it's like, you're like, ah.
Yeah. So that could be a little bit, but this is a perfect day. And so, you know, right now, I have to tell you, I mean, I have this, thinking about that. Brings my vibration because
me
I feel
too.
Like this.
I just started laughing and
yeah.
I feel better really already.
And like, what if I pushed, you know?
And I wasn't, you know, faking it till I made
no.
it. I just, I organically felt better.
Exactly. And what if I was able to, you know, in 2 hours, you know, get
mm-hmm.
the things we needed to get done a day,
mm-hmm.
and then we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Lovely. You know, I'm going to just talk a little bit about myself real quick just to introduce myself. Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Marie, and Julie is my daughter and my business partner and my golden child.
Thank you.
And, you know, I have my
And
master's.
That's a personal joke, not an inside joke.
I have my master's in counseling psychology, and I was a psychotherapist for, over 15 years, and I taught behavioral science. But, you know, when I found the law of attraction and found the law of deliberate creation, and, you know, my whole life shifted. It just did, and it shifted for the better. And so I'm a certified law of attraction coach, certified prosperity guide now, and you know, I have found my passion, honestly. I can't think of anything I want to do more than just spread the word about how this can change your life for the better. And
yes.
I mean it.
You mean it. I know you do. And I'm Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Yes, I'm a former teacher, business owner, and really on this great business path with my mom. And, you know, we say, you know, she said my golden child, because we were talking about belief systems earlier this week and how to release limiting beliefs. And one limiting belief I have is that my brother is the golden child. And I adore my brother. Don't get me wrong, I adore him. But he is the golden child. But isn't there enough room for two people in the family to be a golden child? Isn't there enough room to have both all the children in the world to be the golden child?
Is there not enough room
yes.
in the world? Do we not bleed when you cut us?
You know.
You
so.
Sound like you were doing Shakespeare.
I know. That was or Shakespeare. Or what was that other one? Remember, it was a Mel Brooks film about the Nazis. And they did the take from that in there.
Oh, I love that film, by the way.
Yeah, I can't remember it.
No, but that film was golden.
Yes, it was. So so that was our inside joke. I'm golden. I'm a golden child too.
You are.
You know.
So anyway, I'm going to be talking a little bit about prosperitypostcards.com, because this was a wonderful thing that we had an idea many, many months ago that we wanted to offer people. Just because we want people to feel good in their mornings, that we were sending out to anybody signed up for this, a 2-minute energy alignment. Here I guess talk about how to set your day the prosperity way, you know, good
right.
tips on the law of attraction and all of this good stuff. And, you know, so we finally, as the wheels turn very slowly, right, have got this up. So you can just go to prosperitypostcards.com, right?
Yes.
And sign up, and you get a free daily
audio
postcard
yes.
from us. And you know what? It's fun. That to have that up and running honestly makes me feel I'm already, you know, climbing
yeah.
the ladder on the scale here, because I do feel better knowing that that's something that got accomplished.
Yep.
That, you know, you think about it's so easy to move things in this world, and it should be, but it was, you know what, it took as long as it took, right?
It did. It didn't, and we're ready for it. You know, now we
yeah,
are.
And so we've already got, you know, several people who've signed up. Yay!
Thank you so much.
And some wonderful feedback, which is so nice, you
yeah.
know. And we have another website up. It's just a very skeleton website now. It's going to change over the course of the
mm-hmm.
next few weeks. But it's called IFeelLikeIWonTheLottery.com. And what we want is for you guys to go there and tell some tales, tell some stories about the times in your life where you felt like you won the lottery.
Right.
Because it's so important, as you know now, if you've been listening to us, we just celebrated our 100th episode yesterday. If you've listened to us, you know that nothing matters more than that you feel good. And why? Because your feelings are that's your attraction point,
mm-hmm.
correct? It's your point
yep.
of attraction. The universe, you know, the great cosmic mirror catches that feeling and reflects back to you into your life situations that correspond with those feelings. And so you know that obviously if you're feeling depressed or, you know, thwarted, the universe is going to send you that in return. So that's why we always say there's a legitimate organic way to feel better, but you do have to know where you feel. That's
right.
Why you're always asking yourself. And so anyway, we want you to start priming that pump, start telling stories about you know, that you can remember, and hopefully they're not too, you know, there's many, 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 but when you can say, oh, I felt like I won the lottery, I feel like I won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And we've started, Julie asked Jack Canfield, and he had several great stories to tell about how he, when he felt like he won the lottery. And we were just looking, you know, doing some research, and a lot of celebrities, you know, Jenna Elfman, she was a girl that played Dharma,
yep.
On Dharma and Greg. She's got a new show out now. If you look in the research, this woman has said it hundreds and hundreds of times, not just regarding one thing. Anything good happens.
Right.
She goes, I feel like I won the lottery. And, of course, that sets her up for more of the same. You know?
Right.
Tell that story about the how the lottery changed my life.
There's that show on Learning Channel, which is How the Lottery Changed My Life, something like that. And I was just watching this one day, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, and it talked about this one couple who have a small family business. I think it was like a music store. And they had a daughter who was like 4 or 5 years old now. But they used to say, they say to themselves every day how they feel like they won the lottery when their daughter was born, because they had some fertility problems and issues that they tried for many years to resolve, and it ended up that the mother's sister became a surrogate, and the wife's sister
mm-hmm.
became a surrogate, carried the baby full term, and they have this beautiful girl, and they would say every day how they felt like they won the lottery with her.
I feel like I won the lottery.
Yeah.
And then, when she was like 4 or 5 years old,
you know, they forgot Christmas presents, the husband forgot some Christmas presents, and went and bought scratch-offs for the wife, and she won $1,000 for life.
Yeah.
On one of the scratch-ups.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's because for years you kept saying,
yes,
I feel like I won the lottery.
And this is very important. And there was another woman who, you know, she would meditate every day, and she had a number. She had 112 million,
mm-hmm.
and she put it on her little meditation altar. She put it under her pillow, and every day, you know, she would meditate using, you know, here's the thing. She just wouldn't meditate on that, but she would see herself how she would feel
right
after she won the lottery. And she did that, and eventually she got into that alignment with those feelings and that number, and she won $112 million.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the kicker of it all. It took years. It took years on both those parts. You know, they just didn't say, I will fill the lottery one time.
No, hence the buffer time. And
hence the buffer time.
Yeah, and hence the total alignment, not just in the 3D realm,
right,
but in the, you know, subconscious realm.
Right,
where
exactly.
We're flowing energy.
Exactly. So that's the thing, I think, where the norm gets lost in, is that,
mm-hmm.
I did it for a week. Why hasn't anything showed up?
Yeah, and that then people start feeling like, well, then there are these old limiting belief systems come into play. Well, it's meant for other people, but not
right.
for me. I'm the unlucky one.
Right.
And again, we'll go back to those limiting belief systems,
right.
and realize, people, sweethearts out there, there's this little thing called buffer time. It's a little thing called the law of gestation, you know,
yes.
And I call it, I wrote about it on my blog. I talked about this idea of bamboo, that, you know, you plant bamboo, and it takes a long, long time before you even see it break the ground. But once it does, it can grow like 80 feet, and I'm probably
right.
being, you know, a little extreme, but it grows like that fast in a few days or a week or so. And that really is like what we call buffer time, or the law of gestation. It takes as long as
it takes.
But
and,
it's
and
on
when
its
you're,
way.
When you're, yeah, and it's on its way. And when you're in a vibrational alignment, it takes less. And here's how I feel about the buffer time. We are co-creators. We're deliberate creators in our own life, but we're also co-creators in everybody else's life. And isn't it lovely to know that you may have had a hand in someone else's dreams or desires. And actually, you did. Somehow, you know, who knows what the universe put into play. But for most things, mm-hmm. you just don't, if you're looking for your dream house, mm-hmm. well, somebody had to build it. And someone's desire was to build a dream house they could sell,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there's so many
variables
in the play mm-hmm. that we have to allow the universe to do its job.
Yeah.
You know,
and a lot of times I think, I wonder sometimes because, you know, when we want something, that's why we talk about inspired action so much, because there's a lot of things that people can run around doing. And, I mean, the universe may be in the process or is in the process of creating a beautiful, perfect plan, and we go and mess it up a little bit.
Exactly.
And it's got to, like, adjust and all this
exactly.
stuff. Because we get in the way, you know.
Right. Hey. Do you want to talk about the 10 steps now to a paradigm
yes.
shift?
I do, but I wanted to ask the people,
yes.
and you tell me if I'm wrong, okay, if I shouldn't be doing this. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've been, you know, asked to do like a program for mothers and daughters, right?
Right, yeah.
And it's interesting because everybody goes, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people we talk to go, we love the fact that you're mother and daughter, we love your relationship, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you and I would love to do that, but we have no idea because it's something that comes so natural to us.
Yeah.
And so I would like it if people would be willing, you know, to give us their ideas, you know, tell us what makes us work. If you think that we work, you know, help me out here. That's what I'm looking for. I would just like some feedback, you know, because I don't know where to start. You know, I don't want to, if I'm putting together some kind of book or a program for this, I don't want it to sound academic. I don't want it to go back into, you know, that. I want it to really be at the soul and heart level.
Right.
And I, for whatever reason, it's not something I can easily put my finger on. What makes us work?
And you can email us that at talk to us at prosperitypostcards.com if you like.
Is that the email address?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us
uh-huh.
at prosperitypostcards.com.
Yes.
It would be I would be forever grateful if you know, you lovely people out there could give me a helping hand here, because I'm just not seeing it. I mean, I can put together some things, you know, I think that sounds good, but I really want this to come from, I really want the divine to write this. I really want this to come straight from the heart of wisdom, you know.
Yes.
The heart of love.
Mm.
From the great goddess. You know? So maybe just have some input. It would be very helpful for me.
That sounds good.
Do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, good.
No, not at all.
Sure, we can talk about the
I don't know if we should talk about the 10 practices or we can do the shifting to the prosperity paradigm if you'd like. What would you like to do?
Do you have that? Do you have any notes on that?
I have both the sheets I copied for you.
Oh, you do? Great.
Do you have them?
Well, I have the top 10 practices.
And then you should turn the page.
Okay. Oh, I do see that. Shifting to the prosperity paradigm.
Why don't we just do that?
Sure.
That seems easier.
Good.
And where are we at time, girlfriend?
16 minutes, so that should be no problem.
No problem.
Michelle, you take the traditional one, and I'll do the...
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay.
So here's a traditional mindset, a prosperity paradigm,
There's
right?
about 10 of them, right,
mm-hmm.
I would say? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So here we go. Your belief in scarcity, operating from some sense of lack, that there's not enough money, not enough time, not enough money now, not enough, you know, clients or work.
Where I was operating in.
Yeah. So that's a traditional money mindset. And so consequently, there we go. What did we say, like 80% of people, 9% of people feel that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, more?
Yeah. I mean, when we do that future visioning, you know, those five doors, and that you come to door number two, which is a mediocre, you know, life and future, and they say that like 95% of people live behind door number two.
Right.
And that's because their belief system is, you know, is in full operational swing
right.
there about scarcity and lack, and that they're not even deserving or worthy of a life that has passion behind it. You know?
Right. And so the opposite would then, or the prosperity from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. You go ahead and take that.
Believing in abundance and trusting in your ability to create abundance. So here we go. We got the ability, believing in abundance. Do you believe abundance is out there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do. We see abundance everywhere.
And you know what helped me a couple of years ago? I think I was feeling rather not very abundant. And you said, you know, Mom, take a moment and just remember and think about all the money you've made in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I did do that. And I mean, I'm like, well, I've made over several million dollars in my whole lifetime.
Right.
You know? And if I did that, I can certainly, if I created that, which we are deliberate creators, we
right.
are always creating, whether we're realizing it or not, I certainly can do that. And that really cheered me up at that moment. And I remember it really shifted me into a place where it was actually, I was considering it kind of a tight spot.
Right.
And it really just shifted very, very rapidly out of that into a more abundant time for me.
That's right.
And I don't remember doing anything different except that the mindset was different.
And didn't your life go smoother?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Forcing. Now, the next one, here's another traditional.
Okay, I'll do this one. It says, forcing yourself to live in the have-tos and the shouldas and
mm-hmm.
the wouldas and the couldas, you know.
I did that last night. I brought myself to tears last night. Yeah.
And, you know, that's a harsh place from which to create.
Yeah.
It's a harsh place from which to live.
Right.
And the better reaching feeling is taking inspired action. You know, that's a true living in trust, you know. Like today, like I said, I might have 15 things at my plate, but what am I really inspired to do?
Right. That's good.
So go to the next one.
Okay, seeing potential clients as out there and separate, or potential money or potential business as out there.
And I have a tendency to feel that way,
yeah.
too. I mean, it's like, oh, so-and-so, now she has a great business,
yes.
you know. Why can't I have that great business? I'm sure that I've heard that people say the same thing about me.
Well, I know, right.
It's so funny. And so the shift is, I'm sorry, that was yours.
No, understanding the true interconnectedness of the universe.
Meaning?
Meaning we all are connected.
We are all one. And I like to think about, you know, all one, A-L-L-O-N-E, as opposed to A-L-O-N-E. And many times that little shift where we think, oh, we're just alone in this big old,
right.
you know, rock, third rock from the sun. But the truth is we are all one. We live in that. We do live in and can connect with unity consciousness.
Exactly.
And then competing and feeling threatened by another's success. Well, you know, I mean, we've all said, oh, good for you, in the background. And, you know, there's a little box in our mind going, biatch,
yeah.
biatch, how did you do that? And that just comes from the fact that we, you know, we were born into this idea of competition, that there wasn't enough resources to go around. And the fact that if someone can succeed, then you know, because we are all one, that you can succeed as well.
Right.
So that is the corresponding feeling.
Yes.
That, you know, applaud and want everyone to succeed. Because, you know, guys, in the internet world, the biggest success you will ever make is JVing, and that's called joint venturing. And really in life, the biggest success you will ever make is if you joint venture as
right.
well. Because once you realize that there's more than enough to go around, and having a prosperity buddy makes it a lot easier, doesn't it, Joy?
Yeah, it really does. And that's exactly right. Focusing only on the goal. And then
how
finding
many times
joy
have we heard that?
In the process.
Right.
And here it is in a nutshell, because it's a mixture of that. It's a mixture of focusing on the end result
mm-hmm.
and the future, but also of knowing that the journey is where you live.
It is equally important.
It's
equally important, because every step of the journey is very important.
Yeah.
And it's like a harbinger of what is to come.
Right.
And we've all met people who are like so focused I got to keep the eye on the prize.
Right.
You know, that they're not even fun to be with. They're not
right.
even fun to hang with. you know, universe understands that.
Yes.
And just is like, you know, how many times does it have to give you a wake-up call saying, hey, you're not living in the moment,
right?
You know, and...
There is just this balance, isn't there? There is this balance of living in the moment,
yes,
focusing on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the balance that we all strive for, because we are going to always be joyously incomplete.
And joyously incomplete, and the purpose of our life is hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is expansion, you know?
Right.
Expansion. So the next one is worrying over finances, fears of loss, doubts about the future, and feeling needy. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I know that home very well.
Yeah.
And now the idea we can come from a place of fullness.
Right.
You know, I love that. I was hearing yesterday, we were talking to someone who's pretty much our mentor, and I was sort of in a very high vibration, and she kept saying, you know, living out of your, you know, soulness.
Mm-hmm.
But I was hearing fullness.
Yes.
And I was like, I was like totally transported. And she was saying this soulfulness, and I kept hearing wholefulness and all of that. And it was like I was getting, you know, zing from the universe so many times. It was like, thank you
for living in fullness. Yeah.
And I could live from my wholeness.
Yeah, through wholeness.
You know, because we are whole. There really is nothing incomplete in that sense in our higher self,
right,
about us. You know, there's nothing broken about us, all of that good stuff. So when
we're created from source. We are source.
Yes, and we are source energy.
Yes.
So when we can access that, and that really is, sweetheart, that is the shift. You know, we're talking about shifting the paradigm, and that is the shift. We certainly can't operate out of our illusion of being not whole, you know, but we can shift into the truth is that we are whole.
Yes.
And we can live from our fullness, and we can live from our wholeness, and we definitely can live from our soulness.
Yes.
So, okay, go ahead.
Operating on automatic, ignoring inner guidance, and then tapping into the opposite, the prosperity from the inside out, is tapping into a source of higher wisdom and becoming your own authority. I mean, I tell you what, if you ask me when I have negative thoughts, where do they go to? They go to the fact that I didn't truly listen to my inner guidance system for a couple of years regarding
this one
situation. Isn't that
true? We overrode that deep wisdom.
Yeah. And
you know, it's all good. It's all okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got you here, sweetheart.
Right. Right. It's all okay.
Yeah.
It's all okay.
Next one, measuring your success, measuring your abundance only by how much money you have. Wow. And if that's the case, that's, you know, you will remain the same.
Right.
Now, measuring your abundance, measuring your success, measuring your prosperity as fulfilling your purpose and happiness.
Mm. Yeah.
See, tending to your own happiness. Wouldn't that be nice if from the day you were born, you know, you were taught, you know, nothing is more important than you feel good, that your happiness. Does this make you happy? Does this make you happy?
Right.
You know, and then learning to trust your heart. So we've got 6 minutes, so let's just kind of, I should get a move on here too.
No problem. Okay, now here's a traditional money mindset that keeps you in the struggle and the lack. Talking about problems, lack, how far you have to go, joining blogs. I mean, we've had clients call and say, or talk to say, oh, I'm going to do this when I get a group together, and we're going to talk about, you know, I'm going to get a website together talking about how, you know, such and such is, you know, a problem.
we had one of our good friends and clients say, you know, she's having problems with the landlord. She goes, I should start a website, you know, dedicated to bad landlords or something. And we were like, well, if you want more of that, do it. You know?
I mean, that is the key. I mean, we are a society that loves to get together and bitch about the bad stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you do afterwards? Sometimes, you know.
Well, and then you wonder why you got more to bitch about.
Exactly. Okay, and then focusing on positive aspects and attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that would be the new shift.
Mm-hmm.
Just focusing on what we talk about, asking yourself the right question, and that means what is going right with your life, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, hey, I've got a roof over my head, I've got food in my belly. If it has to start at that very basic thing, you know,
exactly.
I've got love in my life. Okay, so the next one is putting off higher purpose activities until you have more time. Whoa. Okay, that's pretty powerful
for
me. And the shift is doing the highest order things first. Oh my God.
Mm.
Oh my God. So
yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty important.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, universe.
You know.
Okay. Next one.
You know, and can I say something about that real quick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4 minutes.
Okay, we'll forget.
No.
I mean, just, you know, that's why being aligned with what you really want and your well-being is so important, because we can mistake working through something, completing something that's highest order, which may require a little bit higher thinking, higher concentration, with not feeling good, with not it being easy, with not being worth of value.
I get that.
And so there's when you go, I need to trust my inner guidance system.
And that's why we always say, too, and we're just learning this as well, before you do anything,
mm-hmm.
just set your alignment. Set your energetic alignment for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
How simple is that?
Yes. Next one, viewing others as a source of your abundance. Recognizing the source of your abundance.
Recognize the true source of your abundance. That's the shift.
Yeah.
To recognize source is your source, not a man, you know.
Not a job, nothing.
You know, not a book you're writing. You know what? Source is your source, and go straight to the source.
Right. And finally, creating by default.
And that's what we do. I mean, we are 24/7. We are, because of the law of attraction working in your life, you are constantly creating, and most of us create by default.
Right.
But now you can become
a deliberate creator.
A deliberate creator. Mm. Hey, we got 3 minutes to go. How wonderful is
that? I thought you said
that
we had 1 minute left.
No, four when you said
that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was like, what can she talk in 4 minutes? She can do that. Hey, you know what? This really raised my number doing these things. Just to remind ourselves, I mean, because we really do tend to get, you know, lose our way. But it's the amazing thing about this. I can call it losing my way, but it really is feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And it's feedback to say, knock, knock, Christine Marie. You know, you know, it's like riding a horse. You know, every once in a while you go to the left and you go, oh, wait a minute, I'm kind of going to the left. That tells me I can go get back to, you know, sitting on the horse straight. Go to the right a little bit. Oh, that feedback tells me I can, you know, get on the horse and sit on the horse straight again, you know.
Right.
So feedback is absolutely a sign of how much better you're doing, because you're noticing. And as long as you don't be critical of that noticing, that's personal empowerment.
Right.
You're empowering yourself by listening to your feedback now.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to play the little ditty real quick. I hope
okay.
I have time.
You sure do. Go for it.
Crystal, you need all the way to help you manifest your day. Christine Marie and Julie's Gurus of Prosperity.